So Denise, you had said to me when you got in touch first that they were offering you derelict houses and that you were being offered derelict houses and that it was really impacting on your parents' health. Your mother was suffering now because of this and you were promised a new house but have got nothing. Is the one in Shamrock Lawn, what happened with that?
Yes, that's exactly what happened, Neil. Between the jigs and the reels, right up to date, today they've offered us six houses which are totally derelict. The one in Shamrock Lawn, we kind of left it and made up our mind within a half an hour we take it. It was completely derelict. Everything would have to be done to us, but it was going to be done to us. That's what they're saying to us, that and our solicitor's coming back, just kind of taking it from them. Oh, you can't get what you want, the one that you want out the road. There's two lovely bundles now pulled up on my mother and father's doorstep. And we're not allowed because they're for sale, they're private. And they're telling us we have to take what we get from them.
So what they're saying is you must take from them a city council property, even if it's derelict.
We must. And we're saying to them, surely by the God, you can give us turnkey in one of the properties that you have or maybe bought back. Like even 4 years ago, time wasn't enough. It's certainly not now 4 years down the road.
No, but Lengus, you own your own property. That's not their property that you're leaving. It's yours. So you need to get a valuation on that to begin with. There are three-bedroom semis up in Shamrock Lawn on the market for $350,000.
They are.
That's far short of what your property's worth.
It's very short. So this was, they said anyway, they go ahead with it. We said we go ahead with it, Neil, the one in Shamrock Lawn.
Okay.
In January 25. Now, they came into the house there, their own engineers, naturally enough, and they came in, they took photographs, they scrutinised it down to the width of the skirting boards, how many plug points we had in each room. We were getting all that. Everything that we had, we were getting. For instance, we've no house alarm, we get house alarm.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was the start, and they were going to send it out to tenders, and they'd be back to us in a month or two. About a month or two later, I kind of rang the engineer. I had his phone number. They were still waiting on tenders to come into him, blah, blah, blah. So it was the end of June, this time last year, coming into early July, when we went away out to see what was being done. A key hadn't been turned in the house in Shamrock Lawn.
In 12 months?
From January to early July.
Okay. Nothing was done, and yet the clock continues to tick. And where are we now?
Oh, Neil, in this particular house, which we never knew, right? And they didn't think a bit of it. There was Japanese weed.
Not weed.
In the Shamrock Lawn. And, don't worry about it, folks. We'll have someone to come out. That can't be touched for 5 years. It has to be treated. It will be cornered off and all this business. Don't worry about it. But they will have to treat it for 5 years. So you'll have someone to come in every year and treat it.
What's happened in the past 12 months?
Absolutely nothing. Between Shamrock Lawn now, they offered us that whole Shamrock Lawn and five more, about six houses. And they're all derelict. There's even one in Conley Park, over on Conley Park, Conley Road, and the shutters were still up in it. Could you imagine? There was a house burned that was there. And you come along, and it was all shuttered up and everything, and they offered us the likes of that.
I mean, you would say something, and I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, to somebody who is a tenant of Cork City Council, being offered another Cork City Council property. But you're not a tenant. You're a homeowner.
That's what we're trying to say. And our solicitors don't seem to be getting anywhere with them, you know. They seem to be just coming back to us and saying, look to me, Sean, Eileen. They said, no, they can't give you what you want. You'll have to take what they want at the end of the day. Yes, you'll have to wait until it's done up. But it'll be lovely when it's done up.
But that's not happening. They're not doing that. They're derelict and they did nothing in Shamrock Lawn. Another one was a house fire. How is it impacting on your mother and father? Your dad's nearly 90, your mother's 87. How are they feeling about all that?
It's dreadful. I'll tell you now, the last 4 years since it all kicked off, Neil, it's absolutely dreadful. It's telling on the three of us that live here. My mother was hospitalised, not well in between, was never in the hospital before. My dad is only out of hospital 2 weeks. He just, like, out of the blue, got very, very sick two weekends ago and spent a week in the CMH hospital outside and is kind of back and forth to his doctor. He's nearly 90 years of age. It's a stress. It's a worry. Every day is spoke about. Every day it's on their mind.
Totally.
You know?
Absolutely. Where are we going to be in the... in the twilight of our lives? Is the, no, I mean, like, you know, you really should have an auctioneer value it value everything, including the land and the house and the potential value of it when people rebuild on it on that site. It's a very, 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 very much sought after piece of land there, that area where you are. Really is.
It's the development, if the rumour is true with the development, it'll be just a yuppie place.
It's prime yeah. land. It's right where you are. It's absolutely top dollar value. And if you get a CPO, then that's the price they should buy it off you from.
Well, this is it. And you see, like with my mother and father, as I said, Neil, they don't drive. Now, they can come out of their house here, number 2 Loon Road. Everything is around them. Their local chemist, their post office,
yeah.
their shops, the church.
I know it's very, very sad because everything, wouldn't it be lovely for them to stay where they've been for over 60 years in the general area?
Well, that's what we said. I mean, do you know what I mean? Like when we picked Shamrock Lawn, they were 4 years younger, and we kind of said, yes, that family are living out there in that direction. And there. But that's out now. That's gone. That's 4 years ago. It didn't work out for us. They weren't doing anything for 6 months down the road. There was this.
So why would they make a promise and not fulfil it, and the house never got done?
No, they told us, like, I went back on it 6 months and I cancelled it with them, with their engineer. Because like that, now when we took on our solicitor, the solicitor said we wanted to speak to any council representative if they came on the radio, or sorry, if they came on the phone to us or anything. So they kind of stopped us communicating with them if they want.
All right. Well, listen, you're being very, very badly treated. It's very shabby of them to deal with you in the way they have. It's very unkind. It's inhumane. It's not fair. Parents have been there. They own their own house. They bought it 30 years ago. They're well into their 80s now, and your dad is 90 and shouldn't be treated. It's a very disrespectful way in which they're behaving. Would you mind if we got in touch with City Council and maybe shook them up a little bit?
Listen, Neil, we'll be absolutely
delighted
because thank you.
I'll be back to you. Leave it there for now. I'll be back to you because it's wrong. Nobody should be living with this worry hanging over their heads. It's your property. You own it. You bought it 30 years ago. It's your family home. Subsequent to around you, of course, there's all sorts of issues now and has to be demolished, but there's a property value. And that's what's central to this, the value of your property and what you can buy with that amount of money that would be paid by the council to purchase it from you. Let's see what they have to say on the matter. For all of the business, text 0868 104 106.